Oh my God. Welcome to the show. I'm Yanni Rude.
And I'm Just Terrell. You ever been out somewhere and overheard two people having crazy conversations?
And when I talk crazy, we mean really crazy, like even about reality TV. We are those guys, and we've been having these conversations since college. Well, except the reality TV conversation, obviously.
Exactly. It's the Regular Guys Random Thoughts podcast, Married at First Sight recap. Four more weeks of this BS.
Painful. No, the line is episode 11, sir.
Sorry. I'm sorry. That's what we call it. It's episode 11. Parenthesis. Four more weeks of this crap.
You cannot even deny the fact that you're starting to like this.
I don't want to say that. No. I'm going to fight it.
Oh, okay, Ryan.
I'm going to fight it. I think this is like Stockholm Syndrome. Is that what that's called?
That is what it's called.
That's you know what it is.
I was combing through the comments, and I'll bring that up in just a little bit. But first, I just want to let everybody know why you feel like you're having Stockholm Syndrome right now. Because here's the deal. Terrell is not a big fan of reality TV, right? So if you're checking this out for the first time, he's not a big fan of reality TV. But he made this deal with the devil that he would not watch The Bachelor until they had a black bachelor. Enter Matt James, and voila, he's watching The Bachelor. And me being the great friend that I am, I come along for the ride, and we do Black Bachelor recaps. Well, because I did that for him, now he's got to do something for me, which is watch one of my favorite shows, Married at First Sight. And here we are, season 13. We're doing the recaps. We're 10 episodes already in the bank, and this is episode 11. Let's start with boring couple number one.
Before you try to skip over this,
what
I want to say that you are a great friend.
Thank you.
A humble friend.
Yes.
A very modest friend.
You know it.
Yeah. I just want to make sure I added that context because.
And I'm glad that you know that.
I don't want you to hurt yourself patting yourself on the back. So.
It's ow.
Yeah, Brett and Ryan, you know, they're still boring, but I think we've all said this from the beginning that he's not into her and he's not attracted to her. And I think he's waiting for these magical fireworks to happen. It's not going to happen. I feel bad for her and feel bad for her having to put her dog down. That was sad. I mean, what do you think? Is it anything different than what we've said before?
Not really. I mean, here's the thing about it. Here's what I do feel, though. I think, like, Ryan is afraid to sleep with Brett just because, you know, we're like, what is up with these guys who are afraid to consummate the marriage? And I think what it is, he knows he's not into her. Just like you said, he's not into her. He knows that. And I think he knows that if he's probably afraid that she hasn't slept with a guy in over 2 years. She hadn't kissed a guy in over 2 years. So they kiss and he's like, if I sleep with her, she's really going to hate me when I say on decision day that I don't want to stay in the marriage. So I think that's where he is. And that's why he's like, yeah, I don't feel it. So I'm not going to do this. But I think that's what it is. Because if somebody has saved themselves for that long, you almost feel an obligation. And I don't think he's ready to obligate himself to anything past this check of the show.
I really think that's what it is, because he's really worried about her feelings, which I respect him for that. I mean, I think he'd be an asshole if he just slept with her and then decision day be like, yeah, I'm just not feeling it. I think that'd be messed up. So I respect that, but I think you're 100% spot on.
Gil and Merla.
Last week, I said I've changed my mind on them. Mm-hmm. And, I mean, Merla still bothers me, but... I got to say, does she bother me because I wouldn't date her?
Yeah.
And if I take that away from it and what Gil is doing, whatever. Gil's a good dude. He's still gossipy Gil. He's a little bit messy, but he's a good dude, right? Mm-hmm. And I'm thinking that they could be that couple that everybody said was not going to work. Mm-hmm. And they're going to work. You know, so I'm rooting for him. What I'm hoping is that all this waiting she's made him do for a kiss, that by the time they finally consummate the marriage, he's going to be like, I waited all for this. This is all it is. I can't touch your eyebrows. I can't pull your hair. I can't do anything because you don't want to worry about your looks.
Well, so here's the thing. And I thought that, and then I watched them on today's episode and I go, you know what? Here's the thing. The camera's on all the time, right? When we see her, when they do consummate the marriage, if they have not already done so, the cameras are not there. and she may not care as long as she can place her eyebrows back and her eyelashes back. As long as she can put them back in place, I think she'll be fine.
Don't pull out my tracks.
But I thought in this episode, I'm like, look at Merla giving a shit. This is amazing. It looks like Gil's patience is paying off for now, because we know how the producers do this show. But what I also noticed was Gil gets one kiss, right? And then all of a sudden, he turned into a marriage expert where he's sitting on there giving advice to Zach and Michaela. Even though, I will say, that advice was good advice.
Yes, it was good. You're right. Like, he's the knowledgeable, wise one. But what I liked that Merla did, I think Gil planned a really great one-month anniversary date for them.
Yeah.
And the fact that she went all out, mm-hmm. I don't know if we've seen her do that, where she really went above and beyond to show something. And I think that's all Gil wants, is he wants to feel wanted. It's not so much he wants you to say, I want to have sex with you right now. Mm-hmm. He just wants to feel like she gives a shit. And I think that she showed that in this episode. And you're right. I mean, we don't see everything. We only see what happens when the camera's on. So they could have been sleeping together this whole time. And just kind of, you know, maybe she, just for her image, she doesn't want everybody to think that she slept with this guy. Mm. All those things are possible, but I just love the effort that she put in. I do like the t-shirts that Gil got. I thought that was cute. I thought that was cute. So, I mean, I was looking on Twitter. I think a lot of people are changing their mind about Gil and Merla, and we're rooting for them. And someone commented on Twitter that Gil and Merla are doing the show the way it's supposed to be done. It's supposed to be a long, gradual process to where you start to feel like you're in love, and then now I'm in love, and then yes, I do not want to divorce. I want to keep going, where everyone else is, you know, running sprints. They're running marathons.
Smash and dash, baby. Smash and dash. but I will say, though, I like the fact, I see, now I understand why. When you see her as happy as she is and all flirty and kissing at him and stuff like that, and you realize how affectionate they really are, that's, you realize why she wanted to wait so long. But for a goddamn kiss?
Yeah. That's a bit
stop
much.
It. But I do want to point out, before we move on from Gil and Merle, I do want to point out, and I saw this on our YouTube episode from last week, episode 10, where Brianne said, wasn't there a promise that if Gil and Merle make it, y'all will review the next season?
Come on, Merle, I need you to fuck this up. I need you to fuck this up.
Merla, go ahead and Merla this shit up.
Yeah, I need you to go full Merla and just ruin this at the end. I need it.
Speaking of ruining it, I don't know about you, but I feel like with Zach and Michaela, you know, it was really interesting when they went to the salsa dance, and we just talked about that advice that, you know, the new marriage expert for the next season of Married at First Sight, Gil, was giving them some amazing marriage advice, because they go salsa dancing, and then I was kind of disappointed in Michaela when she was just like, yeah, I tried it. I don't want to do it. And she just sat down and had Zach over there dancing with the instructor. But when you go back and look at what he put her through, I understand. I don't blame her.
Okay. I feel where you're going with that. But to me, she's acting like a bratty child. Like when...
Yeah.
Talk about your stuff and be honest. Now, Zach has said some things totally that made her feel... This is like when they had the whole blindfold thing. He's like, I don't see a future, but I'm hopeful. I'm like, damn, dude. Did you just say that to somebody? You know? So I get it. Right? And if you're going to do an activity together... Go full on and be present and be in the moment and do the activity. But the way she handled it, and then even when Gil called her out, like, she was just like, you saw the look in her eyes? She was about to go, what they call her.
Do you think you talking to? You a goddamn motherfucking lie.
Yeah, you a goddamn motherfucking lie too, Gil. Yeah. But the way she, like, turned her head, just kind of looked at him, just the way she was acting, I just thought it was really petty. And I was just like... Why would you do it? This is the whole thing that I don't get. And I know it's reality TV and they got to do this stuff for whatever. But if I'm in a relationship, you're in a relationship, we're not going to all be out to dinner and like talking about our shit. Mm-hmm. You know what she did today pissed me off. Like, you don't do that. I just don't understand that. I've never.
You better not if you still want to be in a relationship.
Yeah, I just don't understand these people that are doing that. I'm like, that's like 101. That's basic stuff. That you keep that stuff in house. You have a confidant, you have a close friend that you share your stuff with. But you just don't bring that up in front of the person like they're not sitting there. And so I just thought it was, I thought it was messy, but I just think she has some maturing to do. Zach is wrong. Don't get me wrong. Zach is wrong. But Michaela has some maturing to do in how she handles and processes her emotions, because she just goes to go from hot to cold like that. I mean, just the way she responded in the whole salsa dancing thing, I was like, just go through with it.
I can see that in the simple fact that she's this cold at the salsa dancing, and then, you know, it's the 1 month anniversary, and she's like, I've never been in love before, but I think I'm in love now. And I'm like, why? What has he done to make you fall in love?
Yeah. He threw rose petals on my face.
You know, there's a comment there, and I'm going to leave it alone and keep us out of the shit show, and we're going to move on to Jose and Rachel, because there's definitely a comment there to be made, and we'll let you make that on your own, in the privacy of your own home or wherever you're watching this.
Jose and Rachel, like, I'm disappointed. Mm-hmm. I'm disappointed in Rachel.
Why?
Because when, and this is what I hope a lot of women that are, if you know, women that are listening to us, pay attention to this. When a man shows you that type of energy that he did when he got all pissed and locked her out, mm-hmm. that's who he is. Mm-hmm. He's, and then it's typical of a potential abuser. They treat you like shit, and then the next day they do something nice for you. Remember what's love got to do with it? Every time she got smacked around, old Ike put a gift mm-hmm. there. She's laying and nursing her wounds. And so taking her to the ballpark and all that stuff, that's great. That's mm-hmm. what any abuser would do. Is try to do something to show that they're great. But when a man shows you that, if you should not be in any relationship where someone cusses at you like that, you can have arguments. Mm-hmm. You can have all those different things. But if your man that supposedly loves you is like, fuck you, you can get the fuck out, and locks you out the house.
Yeah.
See, those are red flags.
That's the biggest problem for me. That is one of the biggest problems for me. Him locking out the house is one, and I say one of the biggest problems, because what is equal to that is the fact that he was not remorseful at all. The yep. next day, the next time they're talking about it, when at the start of the episode, they're sitting on a bench at a brewery, and he is still like, he's lying.
Yeah.
Well, you know, I didn't do it on purpose. You're a goddamn motherfucking lie.
Yeah.
Where's Michaela when you need her?
No, you're 100% right. 100% right, man. And that's what I don't get. And to me, it's the locking her out the house. Mm-hmm. That's not the issue. To me, it's how he disrespected her mm-hmm. verbally. That's verbally abusive. And y'all have only been together that time for what, 3 weeks?
Yeah.
He was verbally abusive with you. What do you think he's going to do? And then look at his whole body language. I mean, he is a manipulative person. So when they're at the dinner together and all that, it's great. And when she starts talking about the issues, he has that look in his face like, you better not mess up. You better not mess up and say something wrong. I mean, that all these are signs. And ladies, when you see these, run.
But then you, especially when you couple it with him the next day not being remorseful. And then the third part of lying about it. Say it. I was mad, and I decided I didn't want you back in. Own your shit, because that's all she asked. But I will say this, though. So TW was commenting from last week's episode and said, I can't give Rachel a pass, because remember, Rachel did all the, he said, well, here's a letter I wrote a while back, and I want to give it to you. And so TW says, I cannot give Rachel a pass. She took all these mental notes every time Jose did something she didn't like, and she wrote them all down, but she didn't say anything in a moment. And I see where TW was going with this. Rachel did own up to that, but it still didn't warrant what Jose did. And I think I kind of like the fact that they were able to work past their problem. I just think that for me and anybody in my family, if I see that kind of reaction, and this goes male or female, because fellas, it's okay. Blink twice if you're in trouble. If she's yelling at you like Jose yelled at Rachel, blink. If she's locking you out the house, blink. If she's lying about why she locked you, I was just securing the premises, that's all.
Yeah.
You know, I like to protect my property. Blink and get out.
Well, and I would say what TW was saying is, I understood where he was coming from when he commented on our video. But there's a difference. It's Rachel wrote those things down, and she talked to him like an adult. and just said, hey, here's how I feel or whatever. Yep. Honestly, any relationship I've ever been in, you can speak for yourself. If you come at me hot cussing and all that, I'm just going to be like, wow, you're really mad, huh? And I'm just going to stay really calm and let you be upset.
And piss you off even more.
and outside of that, we are definitely breaking up. If that's how you act when you're upset, you come at me like that and call, you know, tell me all these FUs and all that type of stuff, that's a problem. And so what Rachel brought to him was just her being an adult handling the situation. Mm-hmm. Now, for Jose to cuss her out like that publicly, mm-hmm. I'm not saying you shouldn't cuss anybody out. There's nothing positive that comes from that. But to me, there's a different level of disrespect to cuss your girl out publicly on national TV.
Yeah.
And this is your wife. Similar at a restaurant. If you're at a restaurant, you get mad, you cuss around, and everybody's looking, you're the worst type of man mm-hmm. to do something like that. So, TW, I appreciate your comment, but I respectfully disagree that you have to be able to handle these conversations and be able to do it respectfully, keeping in mind that both of your families and friends and everybody's watching this show, and you made this person look stupid. And if a woman makes a man look stupid in public, what does he do? He loses his shit.
Yeah. Well, I was really gung-ho for this next couple. And now I don't know, man. Johnny and Bao, I mean, I like the fact, especially the way this episode went, I like that Johnny didn't want to skydive, but unlike Michaela, he went in all in and got in the plane with her, went up there, jumped out, had fun while doing it. And I got to admit, though, I might have punched the instructor for asking where was his kiss when we got done.
Yeah, that was funny. I saw that. I was like,
no, that shit ain't funny. Keep that comment to yourself. You talk to the other instructor like that when y'all back on the plane by yourself. Don't say that to me in front of my wife. Don't say that to my wife. Are you kidding me?
It was a joke. It was a joke.
Whatever. Wait till they try that with your woman.
It was a joke.
Johnny wasn't going to say nothing, but yeah, go ahead.
I mean, plus he knew what he was dealing with. He looked at Johnny. He's like, he ain't going to swing. Good. Yeah, so Johnny and Bao, you know, you've been arguing that as soon as Johnny hit that special button that Bao would have, all these things would work. Mm-hmm. I've been arguing that there's a certain thing Johnny wants to feel loved, and Bao is not able to produce that. Now, the whole, it's two things, and I'll say here's where both are wrong. Johnny's all over the place in what he's wanting.
Yes.
And he doesn't really, he can't articulate well what he wants.
No, Johnny wants somebody to serve him. And that's, he doesn't want to initiate any of the physical. He wants PDA. She doesn't like PDA, and she's not a physical touch person, but she's willing to do it. And like she said, she's always initiating it. And he is being the selfish guy and going, well, if I need her to touch me, but he never goes to touch her. That's the problem.
And okay, but here's the problem with that, though. Johnny wants the PDA and he wants the initiation. She's not initiating in the way that he likes. That makes him feel like, okay, this is like, Johnny's looking for 24-hour foreplay, like little cutesy things and all that. That's not like childish and goofy. When she did the whole, you know, yay, but I'd have been like, oh, this chick. That's what he's looking for. And that's what he's been used to. That's not what Bao does. Now, Johnny probably has a hard time articulating that, but that's really what he's wanting. And he's often said it, that he feels like the sex should be like an all-day flirtatious kind of buildup. Like, he wants Bao to every now and then, just he walks by, smack him on his ass or something. Hey, you know, hey, cutie, checking you out in them shorts, skinny jeans.
Is he doing that to her, though?
No, I get it. But I'm saying that's what he's wanting. But here's where I feel Bao went wrong today. Again, there's certain things you keep in house and you don't call that out in front of Johnny and everybody else about Johnny needs me to initiate everything that it did because you're demasculating. You're masculine.
Yeah.
You know what I'm trying to say? Mm-hmm. I've been drinking, but you're demasculating him.
No,
in front of these people. And like all these dudes, like every dude. I mean, if you and I were having a conversation, I was like, you know, she just doesn't initiate and touch me. You and I have been friends for 20 years. You'd be like, Terrell, stop being a bitch. But Johnny was right. And what he said is that when Bao said, you know, I make gourmet meals, I do this. No, she doesn't. Yeah. Now, unless all that has happened off camera and they have no data to show that, she's not done any of that stuff. But she's making herself seem to be like the saint of it. Mm-hmm. And so I even saw on Twitter where people are more like pro Bao and less Johnny. But I stand firm by what I'm saying, what I've said in the past, is that I think they're going to struggle because she can't provide him the things that he needs. He doesn't need baked goods. You know, you baking him stuff does not make him feel loved. That's not what he's been wanting. He wants more physical touch and he wants words of affirmation. And those are his two love languages. She thinks if she bakes, you know, makes a meal and bakes some cookies, hey, we good? No, you're not.
Well, granted, that was his gripe, was that she didn't do that. She did it once. And I get that part. Like, don't say that you do it all the time when you've only done it once.
But yeah, at the same time, I do this all the time. Like, no, you don't. You did it one time. Yeah, no.
But at the same time, he's got to realize, and this goes both ways. It's like, if you can't expect her to initiate all the time because you're like, well, I need you to serve me. That's not how marriage works, bro. Ain't how it works. And I mean, I get it. You want her to do more than just baked goods, but if every time y'all are doing it, it's because she's initiating it, then that's a problem. You want that 24-hour flirting? Then flirt with her. And if she's not flirting back, then go, you know, so then when I send you these messages, you know, it's me just flirting with you. Say something cute back, if you know. But then again, that may not be her language, and she may not be comfortable in that. And she's going to have to grow into that. It's 3 weeks. It's 4 weeks now. It's been a month. Okay? Chill out.
For Johnny, he's got some issues, right? He's definitely has some issues. And Bao has to admit that she has some issues. And I see, from what I'm seeing, I feel like Johnny knows he has some issues and he's trying to work through them. It's like Bao doesn't think what she's doing is wrong. Anything she does is wrong. Going back to the whole, I don't take showers regularly and all that type of stuff. She's just like, this is what I am. But Johnny has a hard time letting go of the little shit that bothered him about the relationship, such as the whole painting night. But I think that it's more than that. It's not just the painting night. It seems like maybe everything we're seeing off camera, Bao is like more supervisory than she is a team player. And I think that's what Johnny's issue is. I mean, it has to be more than just the painting night and the folding, you know, making the bed together. There's a bunch of things.
I know what it is.
And there's not this. What's that?
It's, you know, the things we don't see on camera, which is like, Johnny, to the left. Johnny, to the right. Johnny, harder. Right there. Johnny.
That's it. That's not it. You're almost there. You went away from it.
Now we got to start again. Go get your glass of water. Come back. Let's do this again.
Take a lap. It's like, hey, take a lap. Go take a lap. Come back. Give this another try. Yeah.
It's gonna be interesting to see how this goes. Like you said, 4 more weeks of this. And I do think that you're now seeing the exciting part of it. And the problem was this season they started the extra slow buildup. It definitely did start slow. But just like the 49ers on a Sunday, you know, may start slow, but then it starts to pick up pace in the second half. And here we are in the second half of the season, and we're coming down to the fourth quarter. So next week we'll be right back here reviewing episode 12.
I need this to be like a 49ers-Packers game. Let's hurry and get to the 37 seconds and see what happens at the end.
Cutting your camera off right now.
Let's get to the 37 seconds at the end of the fourth quarter, and let's just see what's about to happen, because that's what I need right now.
Hey, at least we didn't shit the bed like the Saints, okay? So
we won our game.
Yeah, but not the second week when y'all put up nothing.
Okay, but we won just last week. I mean,
okay,
last
we're not talking sports on this. Okay, this is Married at First Sight.
Don't get me
season.
I've been drinking.
13,
don't get me going.
Episode 11 recap. Next week we do episode 12 and keep them paper bag Saints out of this conversation.
I need anybody that listens to this podcast. I'm not a religious person, but if we all come together in prayer and believe that Gil and Merle are not going to work out, so I don't have to do this again. I need my prayer warriors right now.
Something tells me we'll be reviewing season 14 because they are looking like the best and strongest couple right now.
Prayer warriors, I need you.
You pray for Terrell, and we'll see you back here next week. I'm Yanni Rude.
I'm just Terrell.
Hey, remember to follow us at Yanni Root, at Justel, and at RGRT Pod.
Yes, send us some of your random thoughts and some of your bullshit. We'll talk about them on our regular show.
It's the Regular Guys Random Thoughts Podcast. Cheers.
Cheers.